Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that spotlights some of our talented writers here in the Tennessee Valley. Today, we welcome new contributor George Hamilton, who tells us the story of Sylvia and Lisa.
I've shared this story before on social media, and if anyone is in contact with Lisa Michelle Nelson Sparks, maiden name Nelson, I'd like to catch up with her after more than 50 years. Truth be told, I'd like to hear how her life turned out, as there were times I thought she was the one. And I really want to brag about my grandchildren. Lisa might have a different version of the story, and that's okay. Here is the tale as I recall it. I'm a Volkswagen fan, starting out with a white bug with a sunroof in high school. It was a hand-me-down from Dad, who had moved on to the pickup truck needed for cattle farming on Redstone Arsenal, both before and after his day job as a rocket engineer. Our herd was about 160 head of cattle. That bug went many places, carrying younger brother and me to school and dates on, well, dates. One of the more memorable dates was when I took Lisa to meet Sylvia. Lisa was my current flame. She was tall, brash, a take-charge kind of girl, and my roller derby queen. I'd been telling her about the cattle we raised on the arsenal, and she wanted to see the operation firsthand. One fine, warm spring afternoon, we drove out to see the cattle in the white bug, opened the gate, and motored out through the fields to survey the herd. They'd been trained with the bribe of sweet feed to come over when the two-legged ones arrived in their steel cages. Now Sylvia was a special cow, and her eyes looked at you with intelligence, somewhere between a poodle and a six-year-old. She was friendly, too. We found the herd leisurely munching grass, and seeing Sylvia, I motored closer and then stopped. I was telling Lisa about Sylvia when the bovine ambled over and poked her whole head in the open passenger window, and the girls were nose to nose. Lisa was surprised, licked, and drooled upon in quick succession. After that, I don't recall any romantic moments for about a week, maybe longer.
Native Huntsvillian George Hamilton is the son of a piano teacher and rocket engineer. After a stint working construction in Saudi Arabia, he embarked on a 35-year career at NASA. He enjoys life near Five Points with wife Laura and a poodle named Fred. George's hobbies include recumbent biking and designing combustion spud guns. You can hear George's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and looking for Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And while you're there, you can listen to lots of Sundial stories and poems. That's where our archives live. Tune in next Monday morning at 9 for another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.